two seats on the Sarasota City Commission are up for election this fall. Six candidates qualified to run for the two at-large seats. I spoke with Dan Lobeck about his campaign.
I want to be a unifier. I think the people of this city, you know, really almost to a person, believes that what we have special here deserves to be preserved and enhanced, polished the gem, I call it, and then the opportunities that exist in the city for so many of us needs to be extended to those that it has not reached.
Lobeck has lived in Sarasota for several decades. He is a lawyer specializing in representing condominiums and homeowners associations. He's also the president of Control Growth Now, a local group advocating for responsible development in Sarasota.
Yeah, I've been a civic advocate on behalf of what I've perceived to be the public interest for 35 years in the city. And I'm very familiar with the issues and very distressed, honestly, in seeing the overreach of the development interests, other, you know, wealthy, powerful vested interests in ways that threaten the quality of life, the charm, the character that frankly is drawing people to Sarasota in droves.
I asked Lobeck to comment on how the city has addressed houselessness.
I mean, have you walked downtown lately? I live downtown. My wife and I live downtown, and we walk downtown a lot. And nobody can say that the homeless problem downtown has been solved. And there are ways to address it by providing opportunities for people to the extent they're willing to help themselves. And housing is a big, big factor of that, but treatment, frankly, for mental illnesses and addictions, which seems to characterize most of the people that are homeless on the streets of the city, principally downtown, more persuasion towards moving into addressing those personal problems as well.
Besides housing, Lobeck shared his perspective on how the city should confront sea level rise.
I will give some credit to city staff for analyzing that and addressing that and beginning to determine where the city's infrastructure is vulnerable. But in the public sense, more needs to be done, obviously, to anticipate and protect. And on the Van Wezel, and I'm an advocate of keeping the Van Wezel. Seawall and hardening of the coast is generally disfavored environmentally, but that in some cases, may be an unavoidable option to protect municipal infrastructure, streets and so forth. To the extent that the city is able to pull back infrastructure from the coast, that would obviously make sense to do, keeping in mind, a cost-benefit analysis of doing that and the scheduling that might be appropriate to do that.
Lobeck's core goal as commissioner is to challenge development interest.
They are at the verge of getting things now. With a comprehensive plan amendment that's rolling through, other things I know that are in the background, that would turn Sarasota into just another big city that people seek to escape. We need city commissioners not going to be bought and sold by the development interests and is willing to stand up for the interests of the people.
Voters will narrow the race to three candidates in August and then elect the final two in November. For more information on voting deadlines, as well as to register to vote or update your registration, visit sarasotavotes.gov. This is Becca Hadwin reporting for WSLR News.